理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 7, Part 1. 161. We hope you will consider our counteroffer most favorably and tell us your decision at your earliest convenience. 162. We wish you will reconsider your price and give a new bid, so that there can be a possibility for us to meet halfway. 163. To accept the prices you quote would leave us with only a small profit on our sales, because the principal demand in our city is for articles in the medium price range. 164. Your competitors are offering considerably lower prices, and unless you can reduce your quotations, we shall have to buy elsewhere. 165. To accept your present quotation would mean a heavy loss to us, not to speak of profit. 166. I wish to point out that your offers are higher than some of the quotations from your competitors in other countries. 167. Your price really leaves no margin for reduction whatsoever? 168. We can obtain the same quality through another channel at a much lower price than that you quoted us. 169. There is a big difference between your price and those of your competitors. 170. We hope that you will quote us your rock-bottom price. Otherwise, we have no alternative but to place our orders elsewhere. 171. If you insist on your original offer, it will reduce our profit considerably. 172. We didn't expect that the discount you offer would be so low. 173. Your price should be based on the actual situation of our customers. 174. In our market, products of similar types are so many and with such low prices that many of our regular customers may switch to other companies, I'm afraid. 175. Your offer is not acceptable because we have another supplier offering similar quality products at a 4% discount. 176. Your quotation is by no means favorable with those of other origins. 177. I'm sorry to say that your prices are about 9% higher than those offered by other suppliers. 178. Compared with what is quoted by other suppliers, your price is uncompetitive. 179. Your price compares unfavorably with your competitors. 180. Our counteroffer is well in line with the international market, fair and reasonable. Part 2. 181. Your offer is wider than we can consider. 182. We very much regret to state that our end users here find your price too high and out of line with the prevailing market level. 183. We appreciate the good quality of your goods, but unfortunately, we are not going to accept the offer on your terms. 184. We find your prices are too high to be acceptable. 185. We regret to say that your offer is not in the least encouraging. 186. The quotation submitted by you is too high. 187. We regret that it is impossible for us to entertain the bid. 188. You're making us pay too high a price. That'll put us in a tight corner. 189. It would be impossible for me to push any sales at such high prices. 190. Your price is beyond our expectation. 191. You should know that the price of the same product should be fixed differently in different markets, but yours is definitely too high in our market. 192. Your quotation of sewing machines is too high to be acceptable. 193. We regret to say that your price is on the high side. We do not think there is any possibility of business unless you cut your price by 20%. 194. Your price has gone up so rapidly. it would be impossible for us to push any sales at such a price. 195. We regret to say that there is no possibility of business because of your high price. 196. The price you offered is entirely unworkable. 197. If you hang on to the original offer, business is impossible. 198. If you are able to make the price easier, we might take a larger quantity. 199. There's little likelihood of concluding business at your price. 200. We think that your offer is not favorable for us to increase the market share on our end.